I'll be waiting for New York, 8:30 on your dial.
Monday, November 17th, Romo Salcher brings you Vox Pop, The Voice of the People, conducted by Park Johnson and Wally Butterworth. Tonight, Vox Pop again blazes a new trail. We're broadcasting direct from the famous American boarding school for boys, the New York Military Academy at Cornwall on the Hudson. Every boy in the school is gathered here in Davis Auditorium for this special broadcast of Vox Pop. 387 boys ranging in age from 6 to 20. And here's the whole regiment of the Little West Point of the United States opening our show with the skyrocket cheer. Okay, Parks and Wally.
Yes, sir. Right off the bat, Wally and I together are going to talk to the regimental commander. He's the highest ranking cadet in the Corps. He's Cadet Captain Chet Williamson. Bring him in, Wally.
All right, Chet, how old are you?
19, sir.
You're sort of young for a regimental commander, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is that on account of scholastic ability?
No, sir.
I bet it is, Chet. Say, we should ask you where you're from.
Rochelle, New York.
Sir, why'd you come here to NYMA?
Well, my mother wanted to know where I am, sir.
She wants to find out where you are, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wally, what have you got to ask, Chet?
What were you running away from or who?
Well, I had a great friend. His name was Eddie Ford.
And Junior,
yes, sir. And when he was in Vaudeville, and when he was going to Philadelphia, I'd always seem to end up in Philadelphia.
Oh, sure.
So mother started worrying where I was, and
she'd
get
are.
A telegram, and she'd know I was in Philadelphia.
Well, aren't you pointing for West Point, Chet?
No, sir.
You're not. You like show business, huh?
Very much, sir.
Well, now, Wally and I have asked Chet Williamson, our regimental commander, to act as master of ceremony tonight, and to introduce each of the cadets to be interviewed. Who's first, Chet?
Sir, I'd like to present to you Cadet Landers, sir.
Cadet Landers?
Johnson.
Good. Where are you from?
Buffalo, Wyoming, sir.
Buffalo, Wyoming?
Yes, sir.
And you got a nickname?
Yeah, I'm talking Lem.
Lem, yeah. Lem Landers.
Yes, sir.
How old are you, Lem?
I'm 20 years old, sir.
20 years old?
Yes, sir.
Wyoming, I guess you're in the cavalry unit here.
No, sir, I'm not in the cavalry here.
You're not? Why? You can ride, can't you?
Well, yes, but these boys here ride a little differently. They need you home.
They don't have that cowboy style, huh?
No,
so what do you ride back from,
Well, I'm a little bit of a fast.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
huh?
During the summertime, I usually travel around different states.
Yeah,
that's the best I can.
That's interesting. You've been throwing a course, huh?
Well, that's a little time.
Sort of hard, isn't it? Yeah. Your fella has to be in practice, doesn't it?
Sir, not going up. It's hope that's coming down.
Oh, right. You are at the school and the military academy here all the year. You must be out of practice. Well, I think they've got you fixed up. Mister, will you bring out that little rocking horse for checking people's room?
He looked sort of wild, Chet.
You better hang on to it. Getting back to radio, that sounds interesting. Have you really ridden in some pretty good radio?
Yes, sir. I rode Cheyenne, Wyoming, Bozeman, Montana, Billings, Montana. I've ridden quite a few shows out there.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Well, what all you ride besides horses?
Well, I ride Bremer Bulls. They're the toughest cattle in the world, I guess.
Did you, how long you have to stay on one of those things?
8 seconds.
Did you ever stay on one as much as 8 seconds?
Yes, sir. I stayed on one. I've come off a lot of them. Much sooner.
You come off one of them, like... Outside of riding, do you pick up enough in the summertime to sort of help pay your way around and all that kind?
Yes, sir, I do. I make out fairly well.
Outside of riding and rodeo, what other interests do you have?
Well, I'm a drummer, a little bit. Offbeat drummer, I say.
Drummer? I'd like to have him get into
the mess. Well, I'm Ray McKinney. He's a drummer with a famous officer. I don't need to tell anyone who.
Well, what officer?
Bill Bradley.
Is that so?
Yes, And I knew Ray pretty well. And he's traveling around with the Bradley Band as much as I can on the knee.
I see. You're interested in drums, huh?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you name the three famous drums, will you?
Well, General Jones, Drumstick, 76.
What do you mean, 76?
You know, 76 or something.
Oh, you and all I know. That's fair to 76, yes, huh? And I want one serious sort of thing here. Why did you come to NYMA, New York Military Academy?
Well, I saw a little military training room hurting before I had to do my duty, Uncle Sam.
That's right, and the little West Point is the best place in the world to get it. Is that the reason?
Yes, sir.
Well, cowboy Len Landis, Romo Salcher has you all picked up for next summer's rodeo. Will you bring out this big Texan hat and that nice pair of Western boots? I have a look.
Oh, God, yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, wait a minute.
in order to that you can train yourself on those Bama bulls, we have for you here a beautiful Bolivar wristwatch.
Well, this is about a rodeo, huh?
That's a Bolivar watch for a still life.
Thank you very much, Bill. Okay, Bill.
Friends, have you ever noticed when you've been suffering from a headache, you often feel nervous, irritable, with stomach upset? Well, the reason is really quite simple. You see, a headache is often a vicious circle. The pain is apt to cause your nerves to become jumpy, and often it upsets your stomach. That's why it's so very important to take a preparation which acts three ways. On the head, nerves, and stomach. That is precisely how Bromo Seltzer acts. You see, friends, this formula contains medically recognized properties which, first, relieve the pain of the headache itself. Second, help calm jumpy nerves. Third, help settle upset stomach. It's because of this remarkable three-way action that relief comes so fast. Why you feel better so quickly, more alert, both mentally and physically. Of course, if you're troubled with a persistent or recurring headache, you should see your doctor. But for that occasional splitting headache, take Bromo Seltzer. See what a difference it makes when you use the preparation that acts on the head, nerves, and stomach at the same time. Okay, Captain Williamson, here's our next contestant here from the New York Military Academy.
Mr. Butterworth, I'd like to present to you Junior Cadet John McDermott.
Hello, John, and thank you, Captain.
You're from Waterbury, Connecticut, one of 385 boys here at the New York MA, and you're a first-year man, right?
Of course.
How much do you weigh, young man?
65, sir.
65 pounds. Well, that's pretty good. John, you know, you do get fine food here. We sampled it this afternoon with the colonel. How do you like it?
Well, I like it very,
sir. Yes, sir. Well, now, here's a little memory test for you. Exactly what did you have for your noonday meal yesterday?
I think we had chicken, mashed potatoes, and
steamed
beans, sir.
And does that?
Yes. I'm
going
to dessert,
sir. Uh-huh. And what did you
drink?
Mashed potatoes.
And
John, the other, huh?
Yes, sir.
How old are you? You're about you. John, I said he was 11, boss. Mm-hmm. Now, you have hobbies, of course. What are they?
Riding horses, sir.
Riding horses? You have a horse you own?
Yes, sir.
Where's the academy?
Yes, sir.
What's your horse's name?
Chocolate, sir.
Chocolate? Well, I'll tell you something. We're going to take care of Chocolate, big boy, and in a good, brown, done-up manner. Will you fetch out, please, that great big bag of molasses-flavored oats for Chocolate? Now, let's see, 11 years old, John, who's your sweetheart?
I have one, sir. Just my mother.
You have no sweetheart, just your mother?
Sir.
Well, of course, she's everyone's sweetheart. Now, but what do you do when you go to the hop here? You have to have girls to come dance.
I don't have one, sir.
So who do you dance with?
No, my mother can pop out dance today.
Oh, you don't see you. You're getting in ship shape, so that now, let's see. What do you consider the right age for a young man to have a sweetheart, a girl?
About 15, sir.
About 15? That means you have 4 years to go. There's another little point I'd like to clear up with your type of mind, young man. How old do you think these girls should be before they're permitted to wear lipstick?
I don't know, sir. That's not my
department. Ah, you're all right, John. But it's too noble, I'll tell you that. Now, you'll have to get some tank training around here at this military academy someday. Now, watch out for this one. It's a fast one. What type of tank operates best when it's shoved way up in the air?
A water tank, sir.
Hey, boy, you're off the right. Yes, indeed. Who's your favorite in the movie?
Gene Autry, sir.
Gene Autry? Mm-hmm. What's the best picture you ever saw him make?
Riding on a Rainbow, sir.
Riding on a Rainbow. By the way, Gene has a horse, too. Do you know the name of that horse?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Champ, sir.
That's right. I heard Gene on the air last night when they changed the town down in Oklahoma or something, and they called it Gene Autry. Changed the town, had a new mayor, and everything else. Have you ever seen Gene Autry in person?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, I tell you, as a reward for your very nice interview, I want to give you this first. A nice pony bridle and saddle for your little pony. Isn't that a honey?
Yes, sir.
And also, we have for you a model airplane with a regular gasoline motor in it that flies. Will you check that out also for John? Now, you say you've never seen Gene Autry in person, John?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, if you were to meet him right now, what would you say to him?
Well, sir.
Would you be scared?
Not too much, sir.
Not too much, well, now I tell you. Sitting down in his own hometown where he was born in Tioga, Texas, he's waiting at the other end of this long-distance telephone to talk to you. Hello, Gene. Did he answer?
Okay, sir. Okay, sir.
Well, how much you like him? How's his hand?
Okay. Yes,
sir. Ask him for a photograph. Ask him for a brace of those circles. Come on.
What did he say?
That's it.
What did he say, John? Well, now, you be sure and ask him for a brace of those pictures so he can use it with the pony and finish off and talk as long as he wants. All right, John. Huh? Let John finish talking, then. Get right on there. All right, Pop.
Mr. Johnson, I'd like to address you now. You've got Richard Andrews.
Hi, Mr. Greg Andrews. Mighty glad to have you with us.
And tell me, where is your hometown?
West Hartford, Connecticut.
West Hartford? How far west of Hartford is that?
About 2 miles.
About 2 miles west. How old are you?
17.
And your class?
I'm a junior, sir.
Junior. How many years have you been here?
I mean, this is my new guy here.
Oh, you're a new guy around here. Is that right? I see. You stand mighty straight. You learn fast around here. You want to be a general, too?
No, sir.
You're not pointing toward being in the military service?
No, sir.
You're interested in what for your life work?
Well, sir, I'd like to be a salesman.
A salesman? What kind?
Well, door-to-door salesman.
You mean a door-to-door salesman?
Yes, sir.
Well, what method have you in mind? Would you use the back door? Would you overwhelm them? Or would you stick a foot in the front door? What method do you plan to use on that?
Well, I just like to knock on the door and just try to hold it with my personality.
Hold it with your personality, huh? Well, I'll tell you, somebody back there, have you got an old shoe or two that you can bring out here? We can let you hold the door with you. Oh, boy, size 14. That'll hold them. Put those in the door and save the wear and tear on your own feet, will you?
Thank you.
They call you Dick, or what is your nickname?
Andy.
Okay, Andy, why do you want to be a salesman? That's what I'd like to know.
Seriously. Well, through the summer, I took that around the country, and I asked different people to pick me up what their occupations were, and I pretended to be interested in their occupation.
Each different one was interested, huh?
And that way I learned quite a few different businesses and how they were run, and I decided that most people put me up to were happier for a salesman.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to be a salesman.
Just because they were the happiest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, now let's see about that. You said door-to-door salesman. How would you plan to start out? When you get out of here and you're going to be a salesman, how are you going to start in? What are you going to sell?
I'd like to be a full rush man.
Oh, you would?
Yes, sir.
Well, that'd be your door-to-door stuff. Now, why would you decide that?
Well, sir, I just decided that was a good way to start, and it's really the hardest way to sell, door-to-door sale.
Uh-huh.
And you like to take the hardest first, is that right?
Yes, sir. All right, then after you sold all the brushes, then what are we going to do?
Well, I like to go in the real estate business, sir.
You mean to sell it?
Yes, sir.
What, let go, sir?
Well, I like to build houses and sell them. My father sells them and them, and I like to build and sell.
Oh, you're a salesman all the way through. Right after you made your million on real estate, then what do you want to do?
Well, I like to go in politics, sir.
Oh, in politics. Now, that's a thing, but after all, you're a young man who knows just what he wants, and I found you at New York Military Academy, but every boy I've talked to knows exactly what he wants to do. Now, listen, just for the fun of it, I want to see if he's going to be in a good salesman. Imagine I'm a scrub woman, and I'm down here on the floor, and I'm using an old, worn-out scrub brush, and you've got a brush you want to tell me, so start in about 15 seconds worth of it.
Well, madam, I represent the scrubby-rubbing brush company.
I don't want any brushes, sir. That's one I got all right.
Well, I'm giving you this brush.
Oh.
This is a free sample from the company.
I have
to give you this brush. But this brush I have here is even bigger brush. This brush can do anything. In corners, on the chairs, or you can even brush your teeth with it.
That's all right. I see you teach them to think on their feet around here, sir. Well, the way you talk it, I believe you do it. But you must play sometimes. So Domo Salsa has for you something to play with. It's a pair of ski, poles, and ski harness that you can use in these mountains and snows around here. That's one thing.
And you mean?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'll tell you this. And the second thing, we'd like you to have this portable radio. I know anybody can use that beautiful radio. Thank you, Dad. Glad to have you. Okay, Captain?
Mr. Butterworth, I'd like to present Themistocles Lopez.
Thank you very much, Captain. And you're from Venezuela?
That's right, sir.
Where about, sir?
Valencia, sir.
Valencia? How old are you and how long have you been here?
17, sir. I've been here 2 years.
What's your nickname,
sir? Tony, sir.
And your father's business?
As far as you've got a tannery, sir.
Have you made any plans for a tannery of leather, huh?
Yes, sir.
Have you made any plans for further school work after leaving the New York Military Academy?
Yes, sir. I would like to go to West Point, sir.
But just a moment, aren't you a foreigner? How do you get into West Point?
Yes, sir. I have to go to a recommendation from the president of my country, sir. So it's president here.
President?
That's right, sir.
to the President of the United States.
That's
well,
right.
I wish you good luck, sir, but in case you don't quite make the point, we're offering you this lovely goat, the symbol of Annapolis, and it's also the symbol of your arch rival, Admiral Farragut. Now, there's the symbol, boys. You can beat Farragut next year. Oh, what sports and hobbies do you like to sell in Venezuela?
Well, sir, my favorite hobby is hunting, sir.
Hunting what?
Hunting leopards and deer, sir.
Leopards?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you hunt a leopard?
Well, sir, we got a bunch of dogs, about 16 dogs, and...
Never mind that. You can have the dogs. I want a gun when I'm hunting.
You carry some guns, too? Oh, sure, sir.
Uh-huh.
Sir.
Well, now, Cadet, your classmates have whispered to me today that you're known to be quite a ladies' man here at the academy. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Oh, what? Well, I just wanted to find out. But I do understand that you came to the hop last Saturday night with a blind date.
That's right.
All right. You'll be rewarded if you describe that young lady to us in box.
Yes, sir. I think you have a very sweet sir. You have a very nice service.
Is that what you told me before the show? Or is the lady listening or were you kidding? Now, who was the cadet who finished you this blind date? He had two girls coming to the hop, I take it.
Yes, sir. It was Carlos Herrera. He's from my country, so from Venezuela.
Oh, I see. Now, of the two girls, who got the more beautiful girl, you or Mr. Herrera?
Mr. Herrera, sir.
Yes, yes. I always knew they were pretty good, pretty clever down there in Venezuela. Well, now, here's your reward. Tell me a little bit more about the girl, please.
Well, sir, she had a...
Eyes, lips,
and long feet, sir.
Oh, hold on. We better stop. Now, your reward for such a description is this. We have a pair of 110-pound barbells. I mean, one. They come in singles. That's to keep you in shape to hunt those leopards. And a fine royal typewriter for your use here at the academy, which will pass you in 95 days just like that. All right?
Thank you very much.
But wait just a minute. How are we doing on this telephone? Hello? Young man, I might say to you that that is your mother in Venezuela. She speaks Spanish, so I can't handle it.
Go ahead. Is that in Valencia, Venezuela?
Valencia. Will you speak here, please?
What? Right after. Hello? Uh-huh? Mama? Mama? It's Amy. Está mi mamá. ¿Cómo está? Está mi.
Go ahead, mamá. Go ahead.
Oh, she loves you.
And friends, what greater tribute, what better proof would you ask for the effectiveness of Bromo Seltzer fighting headaches than this letter from Mr. Turner? So next time your head is throbbing and your nerves have gone haywire and your stomach feels upset, take Bromo Seltzer according to directions on the label. And then see what a difference it makes when you take a product that acts on the head, nerves, and stomach at the same time. All right, Captain Williamson, who's next?
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Butterworth, I'd like to present to you the superintendent of the New York Military Academy, Colonel Franco Vitello.
Clark and Wally, on behalf of the Corps Cadets of the New York Military Academy, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present to you this commission as honorary regimental commanders in the Corps Cadets as NYMA.
Just
a minute, Dollar.
I'm sure Wally and I will both do our very best to deserve that honor and be good soldiers as your men always turn out to be.
We certainly will.
Now, Colonel, if you just had one thing that you could say about the New York Military Academy, what would you say?
Well, Parks, I think that I can sum it up very briefly. We at the Academy are indeed very proud that in this national emergency, our method of training and educating the American boy needs not to change in any way. We're indeed very proud of our graduates and of our graduates to come.
And you have every reason to be. Now, just a minute before we go away. Over 20 years ago, I knew this man as Frank Petilla. We were in college together.
I'm very
happy to be back here. And I want to just add one more word. If I had a dozen boys, I would want Donald Petilla to educate them all.
I think I got my...
Mr. Johnson, I'd like to present to you Cadet Lewis Dunham.
How are you, Cadet Dunham?
Fine, Cadet.
And where's your home?
Bronxville, New York.
Bronxville, New York. That's a beautiful place. And what class are you in?
Freshman
class. How long have you been here?
6 years.
6 years? How old are you?
13.
13 years old. Well, you've practiced your rings this place around here, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You plan to go to West Point?
Yes, sir.
You do? You're working for it and making real definite plans, right?
Yes, sir.
What would you like to be when you get in the Army? What branch?
The Army Air Corps.
Your hobbies are aviation?
And photography.
Aviation and photography. Well, I hope that you do get to West Point, and I hope you do go into aviation. But you've got another hobby. One of your friends has tipped us off that you've got a little habit of when a fellow around here gets a box of goodies from home, well, you better watch him very carefully because you've got a habit of going in your room. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Just laying around, I think.
Oh, they were just laying around all that food stuff, was it? And the fellow was hungry, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, now look, did they catch you at that?
No, sir.
Well, how did they find out you did it?
Well, they also see that you have to get on stage.
Well, naturally, when the fellow was asked, did he do it, he would say he did do it. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Did the fellow have to pay off on that?
Yes, sir. The weekly allowance.
Is that so? It comes right out of the weekly allowance.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, do you mind if we sort of help you pay out on that thing a little bit?
Huh? No, sir.
Well, now we've got here two or three big baskets full of varied and assorted foods. Maybe you can return some of that stuff to the boy.
Not all of it.
Oh, boy, there's cakes and there's pies and there's grapes and I don't know what all is that. Oh, well, that's all right now, isn't it? It's all fixed. Do you like military training along with the academic training?
Yes, sir.
You do? And if you go to West Point, you have to average pretty well to get in there?
Yes, sir.
And are you everything all right now?
Yeah, pretty good.
Tell me, how's your finances there? You got so much spending money, Ruth. How do you get along with your finances?
Well, as soon as you break it, then it goes like that.
That's right. Look, I know a lot of old-timers would like to hear this particular stuff. I've got a friend of yours up here, Larry Walsh. Come here, Larry, just a minute. You won't take it just a little bit. A lot of old-timers, I'm sure, would be interested in this. Larry, tell me, I'm not asking how old you are and how old you are. How old are you?
18, yes.
And how old are you?
Rockaway,
Long Island. Rockaway, Long Island. Well, would you get back over there now a little bit, and I'm going to ask Lewis to give you two or three orders in the manual of arms. Can you do it, Lewis?
Yes, sir.
All right, he's yours. Call him to attention and go for it.
Before, put, hold.
Yes.
That's all. Hold.
Perfect.
That's all. Hold.
Not the stuff.
Port, hold. Order, hold.
Fine. Thank you very much, Lewis, and thank you very much, We'll get to Larry in a minute, but for Lewis, Bromo Seltzer wants you to have this fine camera, knowing that was your hobby, and not only that, but a large enlarging outfit. Look at that. You can blow them up to 8x10s or any size you want. And thank you very much. You're a good soldier.
Thank you.
Enjoy having you. How about it, Wally? You ready?
Mr. Butterworth, I'd like to present to you Cadet Lieutenant Richard Bidner.
Lieutenant Richard Bidner of Great Neck, New York. He's a handsome, clean-cut lad, and I know this young fellow. In fact, your brother plays with my son, and I know your dad, the famous sports writer of the New York Herald Tribune. Welcome, Dick, to our program. Now, tell me quickly, is this Latin or Greek I'm speaking? Some men too weird to fry sack.
Holy.
Huh?
I don't know. Greek to me.
It is. Some men too weird to fry sack. Now, they're abbreviations.
Oh, that's an abbreviation of the days of
week. Why, of course. Now, what are your future plans for further schooling?
Well, sir, I intend to go to Cornell for preparatory for 1 year.
Yes.
And then to 4 years at West Point.
From the little West Point to the big West Point, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Dick, by the way, are you a good event?
Well, sir, I like to sort of enjoy it.
Yes, you do, huh? Well, in order to give you a little practice, please accept with Roman Sussex's compliments this stack of Harry James hot records. Also to make the old man happy, in case he's listening in, you win a year's subscription to the New York Herald Tribune.
Thank you so much, sir.
What age do you think a fellow becomes an old man, Dick?
That's why I guess about 50, 55.
He's old then, huh? Oh, well, isn't that too bad. Parks, are we all up for time here?
Well, Wally, I think we ought to bring... excuse me, just a minute, Dick. Stay right here. I think we ought to bring Chet Williamson in. He's been a wonderful master of ceremonies, and give him a prize, which is a full dress, top hat, heels, and everything.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, put it on, Dick.
Now, Dick, in 10 seconds and no more, I understand you pan your daddy in his columns when you don't write good ones.
Well,
huh?
I guess I'm a pretty hard judge.
You are, huh? Well, I'll tell you what I want you to do for all the boys here. Give your daddy your idea of a nice headline for one of his best columns.
Well, NYMA Swamp Star at 40
Now, Gomez also has for you a Spalding finest top flight tennis racket and also an official Spalding basketball, Dick.
Hello.
Oh, thank you. So good luck, and thanks for going on Rock Star.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, all right. Dick, call one number up to 427, right quick.
Any number.
Just holler. Up to 427. Not your own. 300. Number 300 is... where is it?
A. Smith wins.
A. Smith, and he wins 2 tickets to the Army and Navy football game in Philadelphia. Come up and get it. Here he comes.
Before I turn to Wally's return, just a brief word. Friends, there are two important things to always bear in mind. It is backed by a 50-year success record in fighting headaches. In fact, countless thousands of people will tell you that this good product brings quick relief from headaches. This reputation has been gained by Bromosester's three-way action in relieving headaches, because it acts on the head, nerves, and stomach, and in this way, does far more toward bringing relief than a preparation which merely relieves the pain. Now, the second thing to remember is this. You can try Bromosester for as little as 10 cents. Yes, so if it is 10 cents, you can discover how Bromosester not only quickly brings relief from the pain of a headache, but also helps calm nerves and settle upset stomach. So next time you're suffering from a headache, try Bromosester. Compare its action with any preparations you've ever taken. See if you don't agree with the thousands who say there's nothing better than a Bromosester for a headache. Okay, Park.
Okay, Bill. I know the man who got those tickets was Albert Schmidt of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Now, next week, folks, that spot knows that every one of you will want to be with us because we're broadcasting from a great American educational institution and the home of a great football team, Notre Dame University.
Yes, dear friends, it's a big event, and you all want to be a real cross-section of Notre Dame men.
So, for next week, folks, we leave the New York Military Academy saying thanks to a million boys. You don't come any better than you fellows.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.